This is Jeremy Scheip with KCNI KBBN Radio, and I'm joined by Megan and Danielle, who are with Valley County Health System. Thank you, first of all, to both of you for taking the time to talk to me today.
Yeah, we're excited to talk with you.
Danielle and Megan, first, we'll just start off by having each of you tell us a little bit about yourselves, and before we hop into our exciting subjects here, we'll start with you, Megan.
Yeah, so I am the PR, marketing, and HR manager here at Valley County Health System. So I kind of do a little bit of everything, a lot of community-related events like parades, two big events that we have each year, and things like that. But I also work with HR for employee-related events.
Okay.
And I'm Danielle Proskasil. I'm our human resources director and was so excited about five to six years ago when I also got to help assist with the PR team, which is Megan. And that's just been a real joy to kind of learn that other side. Some of the things that I do here would be recruitment, retention, payroll, some benefits. And we just like to take time to focus on our staff and make sure that they, you know, healthcare is stressful. And so make sure that they are able to have a happy and healthy workplace to come to. That's a lot of my focus during the day. I've been here about 20 years and learn something new every day.
Yep.
Great. Well, I think you two are the perfect ones to talk to about a couple of exciting main subjects that we have, maybe some other ones that'll pop up along the way, but Valley County Health System just opened a brand new clinic in Sargent. Tell us a little bit about the vision behind this expansion, if you would.
Yeah, so we currently have a couple different locations when it comes to medical clinics. We have locations in Loup City, Burwell, here in Ord, and when the building came available in Sargent, we actually have quite a few staff members that live and work here, live in Sargent and work here. And so that it just kind of was an opportunity and opening for us to expand that service. We have a lot of patients that come from Taylor and Sargent, and it's just a really good way for us to kind of meet them halfway and try to make that service more accessible for them.
Talk about some of the needs in the community and beyond Sargent that this new clinic is aiming to meet specifically, because I know that people are familiar with maybe what services they were able to get in the past, but what does that look like exactly with this location? What boxes does it check for individuals and families?
I think you could look at this a lot of different ways. One thing that they're focused on right now is what we call student wellness exams. It's really, honestly, a sports physical, but it's a little bit more in-depth. So just kind of reaching all of those Sargent students that are going to have that sports physical for the school year, they can come in. Dr. McClanahan is the provider that's at the Sargent Clinic, and he kind of takes a look at the whole person health, not just, you know, checking off the boxes for that physical. So I think that would be probably a huge part of it, just easier for parents to get their kiddos there. And also I think sick visits, you know, it's kind of hard when you've got a sick kiddo to make them travel. So I think that'll be a really good use, there. And then also just an easier spot for, you know, your older patients to be able to access care without having to find a ride or transportation to another town.
Great. Well, I know that obviously Valley County Health System is looking to provide options for rural health care, and you just mentioned a couple of the reasons for that. What's the community response been like? I know it's not been open for that long, but
yeah,
how's it been going?
So I actually live in Sargent, and the energy around it, people are very excited. So we opened, you know, last week, and I know Dr. McClanahan, his nurse, Brittany Myers, actually lives in Sargent as well, and they ate at the Rescue across the street. And he was so blown away by the community coming up to him, telling him how excited they were about this, the opportunity to be able to doctor in town. And it's been really positive and really good. I know people are excited. So we're hoping that translates into appointments and that we can keep things going and maybe even expand the hours that they're open.
You led me right into my next question. What are the, it's almost like, I think you did that on purpose, didn't you?
I wish I was that crazy. creative.
What are the hours, and when can people stop by for services?
Yeah, so they're open on Wednesdays right now from 9:30 to 4:30, and the provider there will be Dr. Greg McClanahan, and Brittany Myers is his nurse, and they can schedule an appointment ahead of time by calling. They can also stop in, and Brittany could help them out as well. I can give you those numbers. So they can either call our main line here. Any of our schedulers here in Ord can schedule them for an appointment. It's 308-728-4202. But our direct line to the Sargent Clinic is 308-527-4300. So they can kind of access us either way. They can call any day of the week to schedule an appointment, though. So just because we're open on Wednesdays doesn't mean they can't call on a different day to get that appointment scheduled.
Great. Okay. Well, it's all very exciting. And, you know, it's about getting the service started and then kind of building from there. So Wednesday, you know, just having one day is a big step at the very beginning. And you just kind of want to grow it from here, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're hoping that we can kind of fill that schedule. And that's what Dr. McClanahan and Brittany were telling the community. You bring us the appointments and we'll bring you more days. So if we can fill that Wednesday and we feel like, you know, we need more time, that's something that we would look at in the future, is expanding the schedule a little bit.
Awesome. Well, shifting gears to another big accomplishment, for the third year in a row, you've been named as one of Modern Healthcare's best places to work. Congratulations, first of all.
Thank you. We're very excited.
Yes, as you should be. Talk about what this recognition means to you and your coworkers.
Mm-hmm. This is a giant recognition for us. Best Places to Work is a recognition given by Modern Healthcare. They recognize about 150 organizations across the nation each year, typically 75 hospitals and 75 healthcare vendors. And so we are on that list. The first year we made it, we were so surprised. And then the second year and the third year have just got better and better. You know, I think that this speaks to not just the excellent staff that we have, but the quality of care that's given. A little bit about the process. So it's a survey that you enter into, given by Modern Healthcare. I would say that about 20% of the survey is based on like a questionnaire all about your workplace and the benefits that you offer. But 80% of the survey is based on employee satisfaction or employee engagement survey. And so 80% of that survey is what our staff say about us. And we think that's the best part of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that we'll find out our rating in about October, but we're just really blessed to be part of that list and be able to tell people, gosh, this is a great place to work.
Mm-hmm.
We know healthcare is hard, and we try really hard and dedicate a lot of time to taking care of our people so that they can be the best to take care of our patients.
Absolutely.
It's a genuine honor.
It is.
Well, you mentioned at the beginning of our conversation that you work in an industry where there's a lot of pressure. So amongst all of that pressure, what do you think sets you apart specifically as a workplace in an industry that's under so much pressure? There's so many stresses every time you turn around, but people are still enjoying coming in and working each day. What sets you apart?
Oh, gosh, that is an awesome question. And I think there's a handful of things.
Definitely.
First, I would say that our staff enjoy and appreciate their coworkers so much. The teams that are in place here are fantastic. And, you know, you come in and you maybe have a hard day ahead of you and you've got this awesome team surrounding you and you're doing it together.
Yep.
And we really focus on building positive culture and positive teams. We also celebrate everything.
Yes. Every accomplishment, every holiday. We'll find a reason to celebrate.
Today we have a dip party.
Yeah.
You know, like all sorts of salsas and dips.
Yep.
And our staff brought those. There's like three tables full of dips.
Yeah, absolutely.
To celebrate June birthdays.
Yep. That's just like we have an annual, you know, monthly birthday party. But We have a lot of employee appreciation events. Like Employee of the Quarter, we do that. Mm-hmm. Employee of the Year. Mm-hmm. A lot of like Gold Star recognitions for staff. It's just a good place where staff can thank each other on a higher level. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's definitely one big aspect of it.
Great. Well, it sounds. Go ahead.
One other thing I can think of is it's really important to take care of our wellness and our health. I think Valley County Health System does that so well. We have so many wellness benefits in place. We've got a wonderful wellness committee. They do so many great things for our staff to focus on like physical, mental, emotional well-being. And those things are also important when you tie them together. And so that's another thing I think that really sets us apart, making sure everybody is doing okay and have the resources they need to succeed.
Absolutely.
Well, it sounds like even with multiple locations and sometimes people all over the place, for lack of a better phrase, you're all very good at staying connected and supporting each other.
You know, even if we have a party here, we always joke about like trying to figure out a way that we can get the same stuff to our offsites, to the staff that are working there, because we don't want people to feel left out. And so it's always funny to watch us try to navigate that. Like, okay, where can we take these chips so that they can go on Tuesday? But it's part of the thing that I really enjoy about working here is just making sure that we're all included.
Absolutely.
Well, two very exciting subjects we talked about today. So it's a big question, but what is next? Those are two really big things that you've been excited to celebrate. You said you celebrate everything. Are there any other big celebrations that our listeners should know about coming up?
Well, we just finished our health fair yesterday, and so we've moved on from that. And our next big thing, really, that we have coming up is the Sergeant Parade. So since we just opened our clinic, we thought what better way to kick it off than to put a float together. So we're trying to get, you know, Dr. McClanahan to come with us to go to that. And so you'll see us at the Sergeant Parade. We are going to put a float together. One thing about me is I'm kind of float crazy. We always do really big floats here. And so I've got some pretty good plans ready. So if you're going to be at the Sergeant Parade for the Choke Cherry Jamboree, we will be there. And then I think, we're doing a big celebration for our best places, recognition for staff. And so we're excited about that as well.
Great. Well, you know what they say about floats and organizations. There's one in every crowd that's float crazy. So...
Yep, I know. It's a weird thing to enjoy, but it's fun.
Yeah, definitely. Well, before we wrap up, I want to give you an opportunity to let our listeners know how they can stay connected with you or get involved, whether it's being a patient, a supporter, or maybe even a future employee. What are the ways they can get in touch with you?
So I can kind of give you some information on that, like on the social media side and website side. We have a Facebook page, Valley County Health System. You can find us on there. We put a lot of updates and information and also just some staff-related stuff on there. Our website would be a good place to go if you want to see all the different services that we offer, and that's valleycountyhealthsystem.org. Like I said, there's a lot of different information on there. You can also call if you have any questions about our services. Our main line would be 308-728-4200. They can just call and the person at the front desk can get them to whoever they need for that information. And we also have our job listings on our website as well. So if anyone's looking for a career opportunity, they can find that at the top of our website, at the top of the page there. Danielle, do you have anything else to add?
No, I would say Megan's super active on social media. Look for us out there.
Yep.
We've got some great social media pages and great information.
We are on Instagram as well for those that, you know, prefer Instagram to Facebook. We try to keep everything on all the different channels. So
great. Well, I appreciate you both taking the time to speak with me. Is there anything that we didn't mention that you wanted to share before we wrap up?
No, we're so thankful that you reached out.
Great. Well, thank you, Megan and Danielle, and we'll encourage folks to go and check out the new clinic. Valley County Health System now has that location in Sargent. Thanks, you two.
Thank you.
Thank you.